Should we put the pads on right now? You know, it's hard to say what. You know, we're in shorts. We're not making any contact. We're taking the baby steps. Stepping with the right foot, using the right hand.
You know, we're just here to go to work.
Back to Sam and Greg, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You know what was nice to see this week, Sam, for all the wrong reasons? And that was the replay of some stuff from the Cosby Show and them singing to their things here. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning, 26th day of July. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Yeah. Well, you were trying to show me something.
I'm trying to show you the clock.
I knew what was going on. I had everything worked out.
On top of the hour.
But you threw it to me wrong there, and I lost my train of thought there.
No.
Anyway, Sam and Greg out here. First of all, I want to say thank you for getting that interview, or just being yourself, because just standing here, people recognized you, and they came up, and you covered these guys, Keenan Forney and Jarius Norwood, when they were playing, and they're just kind of just buzzing through here. They go, hey, there's Sam, like people are saying about them. So that was nice. I gave up my headphones.
Yeah, you did. And I didn't know you were going to do
no,
that.
No, because you had three people here.
And I was like, whoa, the headphones
go. You had one of the sideline reporters. You had two of the players. And I was like, here, man, y'all want to go in here? Let's quick. Because I knew they wanted to talk to you. And I'm good with that. Because
no,
you had all kinds of remembrances from when you covered them.
But we just wanted to get them and really and get their input about what they're seeing out here and what they feel about the team. And here's some guys on the offensive side of the ball. They know a lot about the things we mentioned, the importance of a tight end. These guys played with Algie Crumpler, was a tight end with this team. So they know the value of a tight end to be that safety valve for that quarterback. These guys played some with Michael Vick. They played some with Matt Ryan. And so their experiences, you know, I thought it was rich to have them say the things that they had to say about this team, about the offensive line, the continuity that should be with this line now, because you got a new face in your center, you know, but you guys around them have all been around this team for several seasons or more. And so that's the thing you expect to have. That's a great part. The thing is keeping them healthy. That's the only thing we've talked about. Last time the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, the same five guys started every game up front. That is so rare. That is so rare, mm-hmm. Greg. Okay. But I mean, we talked about the importance of that. So great to have them out here today to spend some time with Jarius and Keenan.
Okay, so since you messed me up, I got to go back now.
Go ahead.
All right, first of all, the shout-out we did to Good Morning was for the Falcons fans in Riverdale.
In Riverdale?
I didn't get a chance to say Riverdale.
Okay.
You showing me some. And then the other thing is I really wanted to get this out when Noel brought us back with the Cosby Show theme. And this week you got to see, for all the wrong reasons, the replay of the – you know, the little skit they put on for the grandparents at the birthday, the famous, you know, them singing the Ray Charles song.
But then there was the second one with the James Brown song.
No, this one's better. The first one was better.
I know that one was better, but just the idea they did another one, because
everybody wanted it.
That reminded me that they did one with the James Brown, because I forgot about the one with the James. The one, you'll never forget the one with the Ray Charles song.
Theo coming down, and let me just tell you this. There were some years in radio in this city, and I threw a party for the people who worked third shift in this city. I threw two of them, 2 years in a row. And it was during those years where Greg had a high top.
Okay.
I got pictures of it. I got pictures of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And Carl remembers this over at Off the Hook, because he cut me a couple times.
Shout out to everybody over at Off the Hook this Saturday morning.
Buddy. Look at these people that are coming by.
They are here, man.
Fans
are back.
I do have it, Noel. But, yeah, the fans are here, and everybody seems to be hydrated nice. I mean, I'm looking at, they're carrying two bottles of water.
They're having a good time.
They're stopping and taking pictures of us. Anyway, we got some stuff going on. We're going to talk to Mike Conte coming up in just a little bit here, but there are book bag giveaways.
Book bag giveaway, and I'm going to mention a few of them. You mentioned Riverdale, and there's one down in Clayton County today, by the way. And as we get set to start this school year, Clayton County is having one. It is at Drew High School in Riverdale, also at Forest Park High School and at Mount Zion High School. And at Eddie White Academy in Hampton, these are places where you go. They got school supplies today. It's free. Go there. They may have book bags. And the cool thing about a lot of these events, Greg, there's something there for the young folk to get stuff for their book bags and school supplies, but they're also doing some health screenings for the grown folk. So you go there, there may be some things for both of you. If you're in Fulton County, There's something happening the first day, Fulton back to school pep rally is happening. There's one on both sides of town. If you're on the south side of town, there's going to be one at the International Convention Center in College Park. If you're on the north side of town, there's one at Riverwood High School in Sandy Springs. Go there. Get school supplies. Get the things that you need that is happening today. Also, we always like to talk about our people who are giving back to the area over at the Rossell Fan Gym on Cleveland Avenue today. We're going to have one with Raven Johnson, Hollywood Raven, out of Westlake High School, plays for University of South Carolina. It's the second year she's done this give back in her hometown. Going to have school supplies, book bags, and things for you. We need something for your young person that is happening there today. Also, I got D.A. Lane. Well, we're going to give him a shout-out. His event is sold out in Cobb County over near Wheeler High School in the Lane. We usually talk with him about his event. He's doing it once again, school supplies and things of that nature for kids over in Cobb County. There's also a Cobb County drive happening today at Jim Miller Park. The Cobb County Sheriff's, want to make sure and shout out the Chief Deputy Sheriff, Rhonda Anderson, who's been on the show. Rhonda Anderson out in Cobb County, the Sheriff's, they're doing something today out of the park, Jim Miller Park today in Cobb County. They're giving away book bags out there. So we want to do that. And Sam and Greg, hey, you know, because we mentioned we are the sons of educators. We're sons of teachers. So we know how important this time of year was for them. We want to make sure and let people know about it. Who we got.
We got Krista Pritchett.
How Pritchett, you doing? Right? How are you?
Yes. Yeah, she's a big fan.
Yes.
And she's out here.
You guys all the time.
Well, we love you, Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Are you happy to be back out here?
I'm loving it. I'm so ready for this season. I think we might have a team this year.
I think we may.
I think we got all the pieces in place. I hope so.
And we got that draft pick from UGA.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, Jalen Walker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've been a fan since the Falcons were established.
Okay.
In 66.
You ain't that old.
Yes,
you ain't that old. Well, hang on a second here, Krista. So you've been coming. Who brought you out here the first time?
I don't know.
I mean, when you came on your first Falcons game, you said you remember Edison 66.
I was in 80 with the
family members.
Barkowski and William Andrews.
You remember those guys? Yeah.
Of course. That was my favorite team, 81, 82. You know?
Yeah. Everybody said that team should have gone to the Super Bowl. And doggone Cowboys.
The Cowboys,
they broke our hearts.
They broke our hearts 2 years in a row. They lost a game that pit us out. And, it was – and then Michael Vick, I used to come all the time then.
Yeah.
Back at the old stadium.
Yeah.
And, so I'm up here with some girlfriends of mine. We're staying at the motel. We came in a girls' trip.
Okay.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. Look at the girls' trip. You think where they're going to girls' trip? Girls' trips, they're going to training camp.
That's right.
We got that.
We got four of us over there at the motel, right? Yeah.
Fantastic.
But only one of them here, so that talks about what happened last night.
No, say.
They all sitting up there.
Oh, okay, they're waiting on
I'm
you.
I'm the adventurous one.
You're out here exploring. Uh-huh. Well, great to see you.
Yes, Chris.
Great for stopping by and spending some time with us.
And go ahead and wave your finger at your girlfriends and tell them you were just on the radio.
Yeah,
I'll tell them.
Yeah. Right. And they can't come down here and get on now.
That's
we're going to leave it just for you.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
Andy and Randy, I love y'all, and Sandra and Steak and everybody.
Dukes and Bell,
of course. Of course. Yeah, Abe.
Everybody.
Abe, Garrett.
We give a shout out.
They all love them.
Love you, Noel.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
a lot. Rise up. Now, speaking of this team and our owner and Arthur Blank Foundation, which the club owner Arthur Blank is to be here today. I think he's going to speak to the media today after 12 o'clock after practice is finished. So Mr. Blank is here today. But a big announcement this week. For AU Center football fans, is Arthur and Blank Family Foundation is providing new helmets for Morehouse and Clark Atlanta football programs through a grant from the Arthur and Blank Family Foundation in partnership with the Falcons. Both football teams will receive helmets equipped with the latest technology to ensure player health and safety for their student athletes. Of course, Teddy Keaton, we've had him, the coach at Clark Atlanta. Had a tremendous season last year at the Panthers, playing in the SIAC championship game. And also, we all very well know the head coach of the Morehouse Tigers, Terrence Mathis, former Atlanta Falcons standout, who's coaching over there. So both teams receiving that from the Arthur Blank Family Foundation, and look forward to them having a great season.
What up with Terrence? You hear anything more about his NASCAR?
He's coaching, man.
I know he's coaching, but didn't he dipped his toe in NASCAR
for a minute? But he got to be full tilt coaching right now. That's what he's doing right now. He's trying to get the Maroon Tigers going that direction. But yeah, if you talk with him about it, he still
loves him some NASCAR.
Yeah,
I saw him out there. He was going to be team owner, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a number of, I tell you, who else was out there? And I don't know if he still has this title of head of diversity or part of diversity from the Saints running back. It's like to do with forgetting the Saints.
Kamara.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara.
I didn't see him at the summer race. Usually he's out there. Usually he comes. Usually he brings a group of young people and also brings another NFL player or two just so they can see it and see if mm-hmm. they want to be a part of it. So it's great to see him. Didn't see him at the summer race, but we did see Warrick Dunn out there. So we always see some NFL players out there, you know. Saw Taquio Spikes. He was out there at the race. So we used to see some NFL guys out there.
You used to see Dominique out there all the time, too.
Yep.
Dominique was always out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's been an interesting morning so far, but it's been what radio remotes are supposed to be. You know, they're just supposed to be a little unique because you don't know what's around the corner. We got two ex-Falcons walking up on us. We got fans who've been following this team since LBJ was president when they came here, and the stories that are surrounding it. But the thing that you are noticing today, Sam, and again, I wasn't here the last time they were open to the public, but you're seeing a lot of new faces, meaning the kids are being brought who've never been here before. And the anticipation in their eyes is their head's on a swivel.
It really is.
And I'm enjoying
watching this. A little bit of sensory overload, right? What's this over here? What does this do over here?
While they're trying to eat their snow cone.
Right, or to do all that type thing. And we're looking right in front of this spectacular
weight
room. We can look on the other side and see that the players are on the field. They are going through some individual sessions right now to different groups. The linebackers doing their thing. The quarterbacks with the receivers, we can see from this distance. And they'll get into their 11-on-11s a little later on. But they got about another hour to go probably with their practices. And it's a two-hour workout. You know, Chris Parker talked about, you know, the two-a-days, not doing it anymore. Even the length of the practices have been curtailed. But then again, you think about what's going on with this team during the offseason. You do your OTAs for a while. You do your mini camps. You do your rookie mini camps to get people acclimated. And you hear about wide receivers and the quarterbacks talk about the time they spend on their own doing their group. You know, it's very well known. I don't know which quarterback popularized this, taking the receivers on a trip. To be honest, I think Tom Brady was probably one of the guys, one of the first ones to really do that. I don't know if we go back to Brett Favre, any of those guys ever did it, but would take the receivers, invite them all on like a retreat. You know, for 2 or 3 days in a certain long, and they just work together somewhere separate from the team.
I'll tell you who started that, as I believe it.
Matt Ryan did it a number of times.
I think it was Peyton.
May have been.
I think it was Peyton. He was the first, because you know how he is when it comes to the offseason and working with these guys and like a machine going over and over again. So, yeah, I think that he would meet with them in the offseason.
So when you have that type thing going on, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time. Ready. You can do different things when you come to this setting, and that's what we're looking to see with this football team and how it pays off for them. You asked an interesting question to our two former players, and I can't wait to talk more about that later on. We're going to have Mike Conte on here with us shortly and then talk with Gerald Riggs. What's best? Is less best when it comes to the preseason?
Yeah,
playing in the preseason games. You're going to get two workouts with the Tennessee Titans, so you put more stock into what you do there and then you do in the three preseason games that you're going to play. So, I mean, I'm curious to hear what we get as we go on the rest of the day.
And we have been very, very positive, but we got to take a second and just pause because of Darryl Mooney. We haven't talked about that. He can be out several weeks, and that wide receiving core is injured until he gets back. So, again, we're going to keep it positive, though.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning. It's springtime, even though it's the middle of July. But it's spring. Everything's a bloom. The possibilities are endless with what could happen with this team. And we are here on the ground, Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Until we put the pads on right now, you know, it's hard to say what. You know, we're in shorts. We're not making any contact. We're taking the baby steps, stepping with the right foot, using the right hand.
You know, we're just here to go to work.
Back to Sam and Greg, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Trinity Camp. Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, you can't think of this and hear this song without thinking about, you know, the Hammer days here in this, was it this facility and up in, was it the other one? Up in Swanee.
You weren't here yet.
Dion.
Yo, man.
Oh, please.
On the sidelines through the games, right?
It is attached with this team. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here in Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. You know, speaking of which, this is a birthday boy who I'd like to see redo this song.
That.
You're going to laugh at me. Uh-oh. He's 82 years old today.
Ooh.
Mick Jagger.
Oh.
See? Now, when you think about it.
Whoa.
Well,
hey, Mick's still out there playing, man.
Mick Jagger is 82 years old today, and I would not put it past him to try and do some of them moves. Anyway, we are, again, out here. These faces are just cracking me up. I'm smiling back at people I don't know. They are so excited to get out there and watch these guys practice for today. But listen, I can't remember last time we had this man on with us.
I know. We see
him all the time.
Right.
He's the hardest working man in show business.
And I got to say, when I got out here Thursday, he's the first person I saw.
Man.
I got out of my car, and I'm getting into the shuttle over here, and here he comes.
We call his partner the Fifth Beatle. When you were out last week, we had Jason Longshore, but his partner, the man who's running everything's up here at 92.9 The Game, our own Mike Conti joins us. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, guys, how are you? Sounds like you're having a great time up there.
We are having fun. We are seeing what you saw on Thursday. We're seeing it again today in the faces of these Falcon fans. And, of course, we're going to be out here, meaning we, the radio station, will have a presence here all this upcoming week.
Yeah, that's right. And tomorrow's another big day, just like today. And make sure, if you're planning on attending tomorrow, you've already got your tickets at AtlantaFalcons.com because, as you know, the practice today and the practice again tomorrow, it is sold out, and I think they put every bit of 5,000 people up on that hill to watch everything. But Greg, to your point, every day where the Falcons are practicing and it's open to the fans, we'll be out there tomorrow from 9 to 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. excuse me, with Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews, and then this coming Tuesday and Thursday with the morning shift, the Steakhouse and Andy and Randy. And that'll continue all the way through those joint practices with the Titans on August 13th. So we're only getting started. This is only day two
yes.
of 9 days that we have wall-to-wall coverage planned out there with the fans in attendance.
And, Mike, I want to ask you and Sam, too, to talk to the fans that haven't been out here yet, the ones that are considering coming out tomorrow and this upcoming week. For you two guys, you were here a couple years ago or covered the team when the fans weren't allowed. You've been here for the transition, and every year the Falcons, when they've had a chance to let the Falcons come out, they've dialed it up a little bit more. This year, when you came out here this past week, Thursday, Mike, Sam, when you guys came out here, what was your experience like, and what were you looking forward to the fans being able to enjoy differently this year than in years past?
My goodness, just to come out here, Mike would agree, just to be out here and be a part of it, with this year being the anticipation for the team. There's so much great anticipation about this team. And not just here locally, but there's an expectation nationally for what this team will. And you feel that. You feel that with the fans when they come out. They want to see great things. And, Mike, we talked earlier about, I don't think it was an accident when the team took to the field and the first time the ball gets launched and the ball is going to Kyle Pitts. I don't think that was by accident to do it in front of the media and in front of the fans on the very first day of training camp. I think that was very much intended.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. And Sam and I had different vantage points on Thursday. Sam was actually doing the heavy lifting. He was out on the field watching everything and observing. I was hovering by the food trucks in our setup where you guys are right now. So, I did not have a chance to watch practice to the extent that Sam did. But the one thing I did get a chance to do was talk to a lot of fans who came by our tent, and it seemed like everyone was feeling really, really positive about what they saw on day one. And granted, these are early days. You're not wearing pads yet. You're doing very basic 11-on-11 things. You know, they're not going to install any game plan stuff in front of us. They're not going to want to give away any secrets or anything like that. But you want everyone to look good and feel positive about being there and avoid a major injury. And you mentioned Darnell Mooney in the last segment. Sounds like that's not going to be a major injury. It might keep him out for a little while, but it's not going to be major. That's what we've just got to knock on wood and hope for throughout this training camp, that everyone stays right. healthy. Because on Thursday, when we all started hearing about what happened with Justin Fields, kind of a little murmur went through the camp, and it just reminded you, and obviously Fields' injury is not serious either, but it just reminded you of the high stakes every time these guys go out and lace them up, that anything can happen in these practices.
That's Mike Conte joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live out here at the Falcons training camp.
I think I say something about him.
Well, let me get through the setup here.
Okay,
now I'm done.
And he is social. You can find him at MikeConte929. At MikeConte929.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask Mike to put his fan
hat. I don't get to say that about
him. I don't either. I was trying to make it official here, son. We've been going at it again. It's like two old married people over here, right, Mike? put your fan hat on for a second and talk to us about what side of the ball, I guess, are you looking forward to watching the most coming out of this training camp into the first few games of the season?
Well, defense, and it's going to be hard to judge in these training camp practices because they're going to put the red shirt on Penix and Cousins and whoever's playing quarterback. They don't want those guys getting hit. But I do want to see, with the investment that this team made in the first round of the draft, Walker and Pierce, are the Falcons going to have more success this season getting to the quarterback and getting the quarterback on the ground? And I don't know how many flourishes of that you're going to see in a practice other than maybe in the joint practices against the Tennessee Titans, which I think the coaches will value the film of those more than maybe the preseason game, to be totally honest with you. But that's where my focus is this year. Can this team get a little bit better at getting the quarterback on the ground, getting more pressure on the quarterback? And then how is that going to help the back end of the defense where they might not have to cover quite as long because the quarterback is under duress? So might be a little hard to judge, certainly today and maybe tomorrow too with the team not in pads. But I do want to see those rookie defensive linemen really show out in this training camp. That would make me feel very, very good if going into September 7th there was a lot of buzz about those two going into that first game.
Spending some time with Mike Conte on the WordFort.com hotline, and Sam and Greg, we're here at Falcons training camp at Flowery Branch. Mike, thoughts about the competition battles for position, especially in that secondary. I think we're going to see a lot of it with this team this time around.
Yeah, I think one position battle that isn't being talked about a lot, but I think is really, really important, and Abe Gordon talked about this on the Steakhouse on Thursday, I thought he was spot on, is, I know this sounds crazy, 13 quarterback. And hear me out on this. Easton Stick and Emory Jones, hear me out on this. If Kirk Cousins is moved at some point during this preseason, and when those rumors came out about Justin Fields and his toe injury, and that murmur went through training camp on Thursday, now you're looking at those two and thinking, whoa, they could be one heartbeat away from being the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. So Cleo the dog in the backseat chimes in and disagrees with me. I don't know if you heard that in the background or not. but I'll tell you, I think that would be something I would keep an eye on. Just between Easton Stick and Emory Jones, is someone clearly getting more reps? They're both obviously going to play a lot in the preseason games. I'm not certain, guys. I mean, Cousins is there now, and we're going into the season with Cousins being the backup quarterback, but there might be a situation that pops up in this preseason where a team gets desperate and they need a player of Cousins' caliber, and all of a sudden the Falcons are making a trade. I know it's not something that's been discussed a lot, but that is something I am keeping a very close eye on, because one of those guys could theoretically become the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons if something goes haywire.
I thought about, too, when I heard what was going on up in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I thought, somebody's going to get a call from that. Hey, Mike, how are you feeling about this division right now? Just, again, everything is early, but your thoughts on who the Falcons have to go up against twice a year?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to come back and haunt me 6 months from now, but I don't have a lot of faith in the New Orleans Saints. I think they're in rebuild mode right now. To me, the team that is the biggest mystery, I think, has the highest ceiling in this division, but also maybe the lowest floor, is the Carolina Panthers. And I think Carolina was starting to figure it out a little bit at the end of last season. You know, was that Week 18 game in Atlanta the springboard game for Bryce Young to a big 2025, or was it a one-off anomaly? But I really like what they have built in Carolina. I like the way they've assembled their team. I like what they've done with their draft the last couple of years. Now let's see if it comes to fruition. I think Tampa will be solid. I think they'll be right there. And I think Atlanta will probably be right there. Feels to me like this is not going to be a year where 10-7 is going to win you the division, that it might take 11-6. And based on the fact that the NFC South has to play against the NFC West, which means everyone's going to play the Rams or the 49ers or the Seahawks or the Cardinals, and that won't be easy. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of travel, you know, added on to that. And then the fact that this division has to play the AFC East, so everyone is going to have to play Buffalo and Miami. There's going to be a lot of tough games outside of the division, and the divisional games are almost going to double count this year because of that, which is why it's really imperative if the Falcons, you know, let's say they start 2-2 through the first month, but if the two wins are against Tampa and Carolina, I'd feel okay about that. I'd be just fine about that. If you take care of business in your division, you're going to be in good shape.
Mike, before we let you go, we appreciate you spending some time. What can people look for this year? Obviously, we're going to have a lot on the website, 9290game.com. But also, when people listen to Falcons broadcast, what can people expect to hear? Any new voices this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's start with the kickoff to the whole weekend, Sam, which is the most important and my favorite show on this radio station, which is the High School Football Scoreboard Show Friday night with you and Coach Parker. We'll have that again this year. And can't wait to get the pads clapping and the scores coming in across the state of Georgia. You guys will have that Friday night as always. On Saturdays, we'll have our college football show with John Fricke and Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman, and they do a fantastic job with that. I'm really excited about some of the college football games we have on our schedule, by the way, early in the season. Miami, Notre Dame, Michigan and Oklahoma. We're doing the Week 0 game, Iowa State and Kansas State. So we're going to have college football play-by-play on the radio station a little less than a month. And I really like the early season schedule we have there. And then, of course, Sam, on Sundays, it'll all start with the Wade Ford tailgate show. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick will host that this year. And I think that's going to be a great way to kick off. Well, really the best way to kick off Sunday morning is with Sam and Greg. And once we get into the NFL,
I was waiting for him. I was about to come at him.
What am I thinking before you even get to Wade Ford? You guys will set the table for us.
We're the opening act.
That's right. So we'll have Andy and Joe on Wade Ford. Mike, Bo, and Allie are going to do the Falcons pregame. Wes and Dave will have the call as usual. And then Grant McCauley joining the Falcons broadcast this year for halftime and postgame with Mike Johnson. So really, really excited about that. Of course, the Falcons fly over to get your reaction after the game. So it's all coming up. You know, we got a game a week from Friday now. So it'll be here before we know it.
Wow.
All right, buddy. Listen, where are you in the dog headed?
We're at the meat market right now. That's why Cleo's all feisty, because she wants ribeye.
All right, now. There we go.
Our old Mike Conti. Listen, buddy, we don't have you on enough. Thank you, as always, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Great call. Great call for Atlanta United tonight.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Don't forget about that. 6:30 tonight on 92.9 The Game. Take care.
There you go. That is Mike Conti. Yeah, of course, we'll hit that again for you about Atlanta United. But we are out here at Falcons training camp at Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Be able to play fast, play physical and stuff like that. So we feel really good going into season.
Back to more of our training camp coverage. Here's Sam and Greg.
Brought to you in part by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Rolex Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood. And Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You should see these people looking at me while I'm dancing, Noel. I'm feeling this big, yeah. Being
yeah,
slim
that's
out
a good
here.
One.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to bring that groove to camp. You know, I'm competing with the DJ out there on the hill right now. So, you know, I'm trying to bring it.
I know, but we got our stuff, and I'm just sitting out here moving. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app as we hear right as you walk into Flowery Branch Falcons training facility. You walk past a couple of trucks that are feeding you different things. You go past the team store, and then you will see Sam and Greg. You'll see the 92.9 little tent here that we have, and it's just been a glorious morning so far. Anyway, it is time for Noel's World. Before we get to that, I have to tell everybody that while we were on break, Noel and I came up with a perfect title for a song. Now, if somebody steals this, you know that's going to happen, right? But I was talking about some of the people I have seen out here, and while 99% of them have a similar type of look, there's a few people that look like they just continue in their Friday night. And they come here, and Noel said something to the effect of, "You look like you just came from the club." And that, I think, is a perfect song title for somebody.
Yeah.
You look like you just left the club. That's right, Sunday morning. So anyway, Noel, what is on your mind?
Well, let's hop into it. It is training camp, not just for the Atlanta Falcons, even though that's the only ones I really care about. It is training camp for 31 other teams, and there is stuff going on with all of them. Let's see, the Bengals still have players out there that need to be signed and are not at camp.
Yep.
Trey Henderson is in Florida right now, and the Bengals are practicing in Cincinnati, so there seems to be an impasse there. They also have a rookie.
How you feel about that?
Have not signed. I think that the owner of the Bengals and the owner of the Dallas Cowboys right now are a little delusional. And they're going to wind up signing these players in the long run, and they've just created ill will in between there. That's just my opinion.
We know, we know Micah's going to get signed in Dallas. This is what he does. He waits to the last minute and then ends up overpaying. Not too sure about Cincinnati. And they get off to the worst start every season. We all know that. You're like, what are you guys doing in the preseason?
And the most
in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow has to – go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say the most interesting part about Cincinnati is, like, the young rookie that you drafted in the first round to possibly replace Trey, you also haven't signed.
Mm-hmm.
You also in contention with them. So you got to figure out one of those two, right?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
You're right. But I mean to stop you from your flow. You're talking about people who haven't signed, you know, as training camp starts. But what happened with T.J. Watt is I'm just thinking of the people who are smiling beyond belief when that number hit. Aiden Hutchinson up in Detroit. Micah actually with Dallas. You know, you got to figure that signing in Pittsburgh may have delayed Micah signing in Dallas a little bit more.
Well, and
that's on Jerry, right?
And it's also affecting the Bengals situation, and that's on the Bengals. Trey Henderson been trying to get this money for months, and then you let the Steelers set the market. And it's so interesting that Dallas allowed that to happen, because Dallas is usually the team that screws everybody else in these situations. Like, I remember when Matt Ryan was coming up for his first big contract, and the conversation in the city was, you know, well, he can't win a playoff game and these other things, so he's only worth put so much money. And then the next thing you know, Tony Romo gets $100 million and can't even get in the playoffs, right? So now that ups a Matt Ryan number. What?
You're right. But you watch and we'll see what Dallas has done in the past, how they kept Dak. They dangled him before the season starts. CeeDee Lamb, what they did with him. So I think Dallas will get Micah signed again at the 11th hour. I'm just not too sure about Cincinnati and what that's going to look like. But anyway, your other thoughts. I know you were talking about the training camps.
We got an injury in Miami. Cornerback Artie Burns is injured, so that's an ACL injury out there. Apparently, the Steelers are seeing what they want to see so far, day one of camp, with Aaron Rodgers passing to DJ Metcalf. Tomlin saying it is what he's envisioned all summer. Quote, I don't know. We'll see. We're just getting started. We also have – go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, no, I don't want to derail you from it. Anytime I think about the AFC this season, I hate the fact that I got to wait to see what I want to see. And that is, we can talk about the teams and the players that you know are great and are going to send their teams, but you feel like it's either Josh Allen or Lamar this year that are going to be holding the Lombardi Trophy if it comes out of the AFC. Not Patrick Mahomes, and Kansas City had their time. I don't care what they say. Yes, he is who he is, but I just think it's those, one of those two guys. But it don't matter what happens in the regular season. You've got to wait till the playoffs and possibly the Super Bowl if he gets there to see what Lamar Jackson's going to be. Regular season don't mean nothing for him anymore, and same with Josh Allen. It's what they do in the postseason we got to wait for. And that's what I was getting at when it comes, not the NFC so much, but the AFC, because they've teased us so much these last few years.
Yeah, these are definitely two players you want to see get over the hump. I would add a Joe Burrow in there, another quarterback that a lot of people want to see get back to that Super Bowl height and maybe try to win one. But as we just talked about with their defensive situation, they're so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, he's handcuffed.
Exactly. Like, and you saw it last season, and you saw it again if you watch Quarterback on Netflix. You saw the amazing season that he had that was just kind of for naught because the Bengals themselves just couldn't catch their footing. You know, 0-2, mm-hmm. 0-3. You know, 1-3, 2-5. Like, they just couldn't get their footing, even though the quarterback looked really, really amazing. And to your point, I think that continues.
Yeah, and you got to play like Joe Montana and Dan Marino combined just to make them relevant toward the end of the season because of what's going on with the rest of that team. All right, what else is on your mind? I'm sorry, we could do this and go down a rabbit hole.
And we got folks doing boots on the ground in front of us.
Yeah, we do.
Of course, they got them fans going. I'm going to say this last one, and then we're going to get out of here. Minnesota, to me, is real questionable now with a rookie quarterback coming in, basically, and J.J. McCarthy that you want to take over, and now a Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson hamstring injury. We all know how hamstrings are. He could be back
yep.
week three. He could be gone till week six. Who knows? So, to me, that makes Minnesota even more questionable heading into the season. And that's all that's going on in the world war, folks. We're looking at training camps and who's going to do what this season.
All right. Noel, we're probably not done with you. We're going to get some more thoughts coming up. But this
you just don't expect to see this at training camp, Noel. These folks, these three ladies just stopped here, and they just got through. Whew. They got their fans and everything. They did a little move, and now they're just going on up to
here. Yeah, they're hot now. They're tired.
Y'all must not know about them Falcon women. Oh, they're going to have them boots on the ground. They're going to snap them fans, and they're going to cheer on for the team.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, got a new fresh casting call out there. By the way, you can see the jobs in front of the camera and behind if you go to Get Cast with Greg on X right now or 929thegame.com/casting call. We got Miles Garrett going to talk more about these Falcons, but up next
we got number 42 in your program, number one on the list for Falcons ground gainer, the all-time leading ground gainer for this team. Gerald Riggs will join us, giving his thoughts on the team. What his observations are, and a chance that you can join him on a long trip the team's going to go on this season that is coming up. It is Sam, Greg, got Slim hanging out here with us, and Noel back downtown behind the glass on the training camp Saturday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.